We are back once again for another Discovery 2 preview this month. The Discovery 2 is joining up with IMC, which is the International Music Community. They've been powering music festivals and all sorts of things around the UK and the world, as they are the International Music Community. And it's imcbuzz.com. We're really excited that Discovery is going to be doing this partnership. They're going to be doing four different gigs with us this year, and we're excited. We've got, and to talk more about that, we've got Paul from the IMC on the phone. How's it going, Paul?
Hi, Justin. Thank you so much for having me on.
Of course. And Umang is with us as well to represent Discovery. Hello, Umang. How are you?
Hey, Justin. I'm great. Thanks.
Good. Well, we've got four fantastic bands that are all part of the IMC. We've got The Winter Tradition, Common Tongues, Faro. Is that how you say it, Umang? Faro?
Yep.
Faro. F-A-R-A-O. And then we're going to start off, play some music for you right now. We're going to talk to Paul in a moment just about IMC and about this great new partnership we've got going. But this is Ali Bradley right now with Rainbow Eyes here on the Discovery 2 IMC preview.
Rainbow eyes full of color, they come for me like no other. Different shades, different temperament. Wish they'd stay semi-permanent. If you had a believe it better, then you never know. If you should've went back, you should've went forward, yeah. Yeah. If you had it or went there, then you never know. You stay static in my own self, pity you never grow, yeah. Yeah. But your eyes could sell rubies and stones, but they also can burn.
Doing a joint gig this month with the IMC. It's called the Easter Extravaganza. I told Umang it should be the Easteravaganza. It doesn't really roll off the tongue though if you put those together, does it?
Extravaganza.
It kind of does. When you say it, it works well. But we've got four fantastic bands. You obviously just heard one of those, which was Watch, I've lost my notes.
Ali Bradley.
And I'll cut that out. Which was Ali Bradley. And we're excited to see her. We've got three other artists as well. We've got Pharaoh, Common Tongues, and the Winter Tradition, which we'll be hearing from in just a little bit. But right now, we want to talk to a bit about the IMC and how it's joined up with Discovery 2. And it seems like a perfect partnership in a way. But yes, let's talk to Paul about that. So tell us how the IMC got started, because it sounds like you guys have been doing lots of data management and stuff like that, which is crucial, I think, these days.
Yeah, well, the whole idea of the IMC was to kind of act as a middleman between the artists and the music industry, because what sort of happened with the demise of the major record labels is there isn't really a very good filter that's kind of acting as the middleman. So it got me thinking. I manage an artist in India, Raghu Dixit, who's a very big artist in India. And I was thinking, wouldn't it be nice to be able to meet people of the same sort of level as the artist that I'm managing? And there was just no way to do it. So we basically created a system where we have six experience tiers, and we put the bands into those tiers, and we put the industry people into six tiers. And basically the way it works is once they're kind of allocated to a tier, you can meet people of your level or below, but no one above you can get targeted. So it basically effectively stops spam messaging. And it's totally reliant on current social networking data. And we've built a digital robot that will scrape that data every 2 weeks. So in other words, as an artist generates more social network fans and gets to a level where they've broken into a new experience tier, that information is automatically picked up by the system. And then the artist's account is updated. And sort of once they get to a certain number of fans, they can break into a whole new tier where they have access to more industry professionals with greater experience.
That's interesting. Which social medias does it scrape them? Is it just Twitter and Facebook, or do you do other ones as well?
It's predominantly done on Facebook.
Okay.
But occasionally you'll get, usually a lot of the dance acts might prefer things like YouTube or something like that. So we do look at all the social networks, but if Facebook looks like it's something they use, we tend to use that one.
All right. So you can sort of change the way that it's filtering the artists dependent on which social media they use the most.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Exactly.
And tell us a bit about how you guys have been working with the festivals, because we were saying before we started the interview that's been a great way to build your database.
Yeah, well, we kind of found, talking to a lot of the music industry conferences, they were having exactly this problem. You wouldn't get the top people in the industry kind of using their networking system because it was too easy for them to get targeted by the showcasing bands. So that's kind of, we suddenly had the idea, well, look, we've got the system. We've white labeled it, so we can basically brand it as each conference. So it looks very similar to their website. And then and we can separate the data so that only people that have registered to that conference are involved in their networking system. Same thing happens. They're ranked and protected.
Cool. Has that been really effective, the festivals and the industry people have been really happy with how that's been working?
Yeah, they are. But what it kind of depends on the role of the industry person. The next version that we're building is slightly different. Well, I'll tell you about the next version. It's quite interesting. It's currently in development. The most exciting update will be the inclusion of a new fan utility whereby through the current functionality of our tier filter system, a music fan will be able to build a personal database of their preferred artists.
Hmm.
So as a fan pulls in those preferred artists into their personal IMC space, the platform automatically engages them in the artist's social network area of maximum usage. And then our digital robot again picks up that fan traffic and again pushes the artist. So we're basically pushing new fans at artists, so to help them get into the next experience tier. But the one thing that we are adding, kind of going back to your original question, is we're allowing users to, on the industry, to be, whether they want to be viewed by people lower down in the system or not. So they'll have a choice of being protected or not. Because something like, you get a lot of the PR people that they don't mind being seen by people that have not as much experience as them. Whereas someone like a CEO of Island Records or something, you know, they'll need to be protected. Hmm. So it's kind of up to them now.
Well, it's interesting because I know a lot of these, you know, I'm not going to name the other types of services that do stuff like this, but they tend to just separate them on financially. So, you know, you have to spend X number of amount of dollars to contact so-and-so and all that. So I think that I like this robot separation in the social media. I think that's a great way to do it. We'll talk more about that in a bit, but we need to play some more music. We've got three more artists to play. And if I didn't say this earlier, it's the 28th of March, this Thursday, coming up at the AAA in Kensington. And it's £5 ahead of time and £7 on the door. So do get your tickets ahead of time. There are links on the Facebook page at facebook.com/discoverytalent. And at discovery-talent.co.uk. There's always links there and information about all of the shows and the podcasts. You can subscribe to this podcast and get the previews every month. But right now we're going to listen to Faro from Norway. And I didn't say about Ali Bradley. Ali Bradley's on the IMC Buzz under Ali with an IE, Bradley Music. And she's also on SoundCloud at Ali-Bradley. And then Faro is also on the IMC Buzz platform under Farao, which is Faro, and then soundcloud.com/Faro Music. Let's hear this track right now from Faro. It's called Forces, and you're listening to the Discovery 2 IMC Preview.
Giving it.
this is Charlotte Campbell, and you're listening to the Discovery 2 podcast. Yay!
Leave it on the best of wishes as I headed out the door. You built me up to come down to push me out, but I still got my hands dirty. I got a stark reminder of when I first did see those flames. Wrapped around a paper towel in my backyard when we were just boy and girl. When we were just boy and girl. Jump in ships, you got a
heard two songs there. They're both going to be at the Discovery 2 IMC Easter Extravaganza on Thursday, March 28th, down at the AAA in Kensington. Of course, it's £5 ahead of time and £7 on the door, so make sure you get your tickets ahead of time over at facebook.com/discoverytalent. They're both, and in fact, if you want to just go straight to We Got Tickets or Skiddle, you can use their search engines to find the tickets to it as well. And it's always a fantastic show. So get down there. The sound is always really good. Everything is always really good. And sometimes there's even cake, isn't there, Umang? Sometimes there's cake.
Sorry. Yeah, there's always cake. Not sometimes. There's always cake.
Always cake. Alex is a very good baker.
It all depends. I mean, the last Discovery, we had Ray come down. And the only way we got him to come down was, if you don't come down within the next 20 minutes, Umang would eat all the brownies.
Oh, no. And he showed up in about 5 minutes,
didn't
he?
He showed up right and had the last brownie.
Well, they were off air. These guys are just telling me that that both of these bands we've just played have been chosen for some great festival spots this year. It sounds like Pharaoh is going to be at the Great Escape, which was just announced with like 100 other artists, which is great. So head over to escapegreat.com if you want to check out all the other independent artists that do the Great Escape. We love the Great Escape here on the Justin Wayne Show and Discovery 2. And Common Tongues are going to be at did you guys say the Cambridge Folk Festival? Is that right?
That's right. Yep. Cambridge Folk Festival.
Excellent.
So yeah. And also at Liverpool Sound City. They've been selected to play there as well. So yeah, great news.
That is. They're both great bands, and you can hear both of them down there at the AAA. And of course, right here as well, a week after the show. We're going to do it a week after the show now. We're going to have the live podcast as well. So if you can't get down there, if you're in a different part of the world, or you have a emergency where you can't get down to Discovery 2 on Thursday night, you can listen a week afterwards. at 8 p.m. And we're going to run the entire, the live sets and interviews that Claire and Umang get to do. Or is it you this month, or is it Claire that's going to be doing the live stuff?
Seems like it's me this month.
All right.
Damn, Claire. I think we should tell her off on air because, you know, she's making me do all the hard work.
She's busy. She's a busy, busy young lady. Bless her.
I know, but it means less drinking on the job for me.
Oh, I see. You have to do the interviews before the show, and then you can drink as much as you like. Well, not as much as you like.
You should have seen me last Discovery. I was drinking before the show.
Yeah, don't do that. You guys both do a fantastic job with the interviews, and I'm excited to hear these four bands again. I know that Common Tongues have been the Discovery 2 band more than once, and they've always been a treat, so it'll be good to have them back.
Yeah, and they're lovely guys as well. I mean, I don't know. You kind of sense that they're going to be really nice when you hear them. You know, when you hear them sing and perform, but they're even more nice in person. Oh, when you just talk to them.
They're such nice guys.
You want to hug them?
Cool. Well, we've.
I think I might hug Farrow as well for other reasons.
Before we play the last song from the Winter Tradition, we want to talk to Paul a bit more about this is sort of the next stage of the IMC, because Paul was saying that it's nice to have this social, it's not, like you're saying, Paul, it's nice to have a social media platform where people can talk to each other. But really, when it comes down to it, it's nice to have the brick and mortar, face-to-face, live music, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, one of the advantages that we've found with the platform is that it's become a very, very good A&R tool. So we basically, the people that we're inviting to perform at these showcases are anything that's outside of the first tier. So it kind of means that the bands have to work quite hard to get up to the second tier. But once they're there, then we're kind of, then we give them opportunities to showcase in front of the music industry. So to give you an example of how many fans they need to get to that second tier, they basically on Facebook, if they get to 1,250 fans, then they get involved in this circular emails that go out and they can submit to play.
Cool. So it's 1,250 is the sort of second tier. Is there another tier after that, or how are the tiers broken up?
Yeah, it's split. So the second tier is 1,250. Third tier is 12,500.
Wow.
Fourth tier is 80,000. Fifth tier is 500,000. And the sixth tier is 1,250,000.
Are there artists out there that have that many Facebook fans?
Yeah, but they're big bands. They're sort of, you know, someone like Imogen Heap would fall into the fifth tier.
Really? Okay.
And someone like Coldplay or Plan B would fall into that last category.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, but we're not. I mean, the bands that I think the industry will be more interested in are the level two bands. So that's why I'm telling the industry to go and search for new stuff at the second level.
Sure. The ones that don't have a team around them already, maybe, or they have a couple people, but not.
Exactly. There's still some business to potentially be done down there, whereas someone like Coldplay, they're all wrapped up, I should think.
Yeah. They're dictating who gets their next record contract instead of. So they're the top 1% of the 1%, as it were.
Exactly.
whether or not I like them is a different story, but we won't go there. They're obviously
Justin Bieber might be a six.
Yeah, he might be. Although he passed out in London recently. He wasn't feeling very well. Poor guy. But this isn't about Justin Bieber. This is about these four bands we're putting on. And so it's not just you guys aren't just putting on your shows. There's other people that are using your platform to promote their gigs as well. Is that right?
No, they're not. Sorry. I mean, the way on their page, they can put on the gigs that they have coming up. And then once they've connected with someone, then those people have access to all of the shows.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Their own. Yeah.
That makes sense. Cool. Well, Paul, thank you for doing what you're doing for the independent music community. It's great, and I think it's great to see someone using technology instead of money to connect people. I'm happy about that. So,
very kind.
Thanks for that, and thanks for working with Discovery. We've got one more band to play, and I want to say thank you to Paul for joining us. I want to say thank you to Umang for being on this as well, as always.
Umang. Yeah, sorry, I've been talking that much. I've just been engrossed in what you guys have been saying.
Well, Paul's doing good work, and we're happy to happy to share that with everyone. So head over there. It's imcbuzz.com and join up if you're a musician already and start networking with some of the industry people on there because they're there and they're connecting you with industry and with bands, other bands, and with gigs, which is all good stuff. So, is there anything else that they can connect with on there besides that? Did I sum it up pretty well?
Yep, that sounds about right.
Excellent. Well, thanks again, Paul, for joining us.
Thanks, Justin.
And we're going to play this last band who is on also, of course, on the IMC platform at The Winter Tradition, as well as on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/TheWinterTradition. I'm excited to hear the live set from these guys. These guys sound great. This is called Tides and Telegrams. Once again, it's the 28th of March down at the AAA in Kensington. Facebook.com/discoverytalent. Get your tickets ahead of time. You'll save $2 and you can buy yourself a shot of whiskey or something.
Buy me.
Yeah, or buy Oma a shot of whiskey.
Exactly. That's how it works.
We'll see you on Thursday. It's the Winter Tradition. This is the Discovery 2 preview. Discovery 2 IMC Easter Extravaganza preview. We'll see you soon.
It's been 1 year of flowing water, and still I hold you dear. And these memories carry me home on the North Atlantic drift. Oh, how the ink will run as I write my final letter in the vein of things to come. So let's cut the rope that's binding our hands and holding our hopes, and all we need is the tide to carry us home. If we can find dry